Go ahead.
I'd like to call the City of Derby Pension Board meeting for Wednesday, July 13th to order. I believe it's about 5:08 p.m. All rise for Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Roll call, please. Myself, Steve Iacone.
Here. Robert Bell. Maria Conlin.
Here.
Mark Garofalo is here. Jeff Polis.
Present.
Charles Sampson.
Present.
Judy Sevcek.
Here.
Okay, Mr. Chair, their records reflect that there are 6 out of 7 members present, so you have a quorum.
Thank you. Any additions, deletions, corrections, or adoptions to the agenda? Maria, you sent those couple of questions. Did you want to include that, or is that just for info?
Yeah, no, if we could, if those should be discussion points for at some point on this call today. So those are in addition to the agenda.
You could, Mr. Chair, you could take that as part of item number 8, I believe.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Public portion. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? Third time, is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? Make a motion that the public portion is closed.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving on, approval of the April 13th, 2022 meeting minutes.
Make a motion that we approve the minutes of April 13th, 2022 meeting.
I second, Jeff Bowles.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Update on the pension. We've got the RFP that Maria put out with us. So I thank her for her time and diligence doing that. And I don't think we need to discuss anything about that. We'd like to get to number 8. So is there anybody that has any other information that they want to put on? Okay. I think we should move right on to number 8. Mark, did you get any time to put those emails together for us for the RFP itself?
Sorry, I was muted. No, I did not, the time had just closed. So I did not get a chance to get there were too many of them to do that. I can do that as we speak and get it out to everybody. But obviously nobody's going to have a chance to read it. So I just wanted to, and I had to get the Board of Aldermen agenda out too. So I apologize, a bunch of stuff going on today.
Well, I guess it's a good thing that we have many of them that came in. How does everybody want to proceed on this? Would you like to do that meeting when we review them in person? And, or should we have somebody like, I don't know, Maria and the accountant give us a synopsis of each one? I don't know how everybody wants to proceed.
I mean, perhaps maybe better to hear from Maria to what the status is or whatever with those questions and how, what's being recommended.
Yeah, so we've gotten a lot of interest, which is obviously great. That's what we wanted, was to give us some options to look at, to, you know, try to either go in a different direction, stay in the same direction that we're in, et cetera. One of the things that I brought to Mark's attention this week is over the course of the last 5 days or so, I've gotten a lot of questions directed towards me through my email, specifically in regards to bidding, that they wanted to have answered before they bid. Some of those I did not feel comfortable answering without bringing it to the board, because obviously this is a, you know, I don't want this to be a, I'm just going to answer for everybody type of thing. There are some questions that I think that the group should answer, and those are the ones that I attached. One of my recommendations that I made to Mark was to extend it for 1 week, because I have no idea who the bidders are. And I don't know if some of these people are waiting for the answers to these questions in order to bid. I think a couple of them are. So they had reached out asking for an extension based off of the questions being answered. The ones that I could answer, I did, that were pretty basic, like, you know, holdings, who was the prior company, are we using a TPA, things like that. But some of the less black and white questions I felt was more appropriate to bring to the group before I submitted those back to the people asking.
All right. I mean, would you like to go over those questions one at a time?
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, they're not earth shattering. They're not crazy, but again, they are things that we should probably discuss as a pension board in regards to what we want either moving forward or what we want with our current person moving forward. And they're pretty simple. So if you guys have that in front of you, great. If not, I'll just kind of go one by one. There's about five that I didn't feel were black and white, and I wanted to bring to the group. The first is, what values does the city of Derby most appreciate in an investment advisory partner? So obviously I have some thoughts on that myself, but I wanted to open that up to the group in terms of, you know, if anyone else has any thoughts on what we're looking for value-wise from an IA partner.
Hey, Maria, it's Jeff. You know, I'll just take a stab at it. I guess for me, you know, the first thing that you kind of mentioned, you know, the benchmark, you know, about the rate of return compared to last year. So, I mean, you know, I don't have a pension with the city or whatever, but I would imagine if that's my money, I want to get as much return on it as possible for as long as I can. So, I mean, I would assume that benchmark's got to be one of our top priorities, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say the only thing that I would say on that, Jeff, is that it's return in reference to risk, right? So we don't want to be way out of whack on the risk side to try to get a higher reward. So I would just say a nice balance of risk versus reward there is definitely high on there.
Okay. And then what about fees?
Yep. I mean, I think fees, again, I think that one is a little bit black and white, right? So I think as a group, I don't think we should mind paying more if what we're getting is more. Right? Price is only an issue in the absence of value. So, you know, I think that if we get into the nits and gritty of just going with the firm that's the cheapest, I just don't think that's smart. Now, the best firm that we like might also be the one with the lowest fees. That's totally possible. But I think that from a value standpoint, I think we should think about things like communication factor, output of content, how frequent the output of content, you know, transparency with fees, not just in the flat fee that they're charging, but fees within the funds that they're recommending, would be some of the values that I would suggest that we should look at, because some of that other stuff is really out of the IA's control.
Well, okay. That's what we've got communication from the current vendor that we have now. I mean, if they reach out to us, if they see the market trying to take a slide, they usually reach out. It was Keith in the past that would turn around and receive that and distribute it to the board to see if we had to make an adjustment. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've obviously got to be approachable to us to, and not walk on eggshells and tell us, look, we think the market's going to turn. You need to make a move. I mean, that's, they've got to be able to push, I would guess you would call it.
Okay. So yeah, Steve, just for clarification, so what is the line item that I'm adding there on what you just said? Because I don't want to get into like a tit for tat over the firm that we've already been using. I can go back and forth about communication or lack of communication for days. But if we were to use a company, whether that's the same company or a different one moving forward, what is the value that you're saying there? Is it just communication? What's the frequency of it?
I think that they have to be responded to the market. If they turn around and see something happening that they think is going to be a pitfall, that they yep. need to come to us. Yep. We shouldn't okay. have to approach them.
The, so they, urgency they then. I would say urgency then.
Yes.
Okay. Fair.
Maria, I would just turn their question around. They want to know what value, because they want to be an investment advisory partner. Well, we're looking for a partner too, but like you said, communication is key. You know, we want them to contact us when something is about to happen. They think something is about to happen. And whatever we set for quarterly reports, you know, things like that. We're looking for a partner in this, somebody who will work with the city, somebody who will keep the city informed, and, you know, someone that'll generate the reports that we're looking for. And, you know, you receive the reports from the current one. I don't think you have to put in there anything about lack of communication with the current vendor.
Yep.
Just put in there that, you know, these are typical of the reports that we would like to have, you know, plus an added partnership in letting us know, you know, what their thoughts are, even if it's outside of the quarterly report. Call us.
Yep. Agreed. Okay.
One more last thing to add to that one too. Like, is there going to be, you know, should our expectation be they're going to present us like a menu of different funds with different, like, you know, Marie, like you said, risk versus reward sort of scenarios? Are we just going at their discretion that they're going to, you know, present their funds that they're selecting and we're just abiding by it?
Jeff, I would say it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, there are certain parameters that from a pension perspective that you have to meet in terms of, you know, we can't be invested 100% in, you know, small cap investments. It just doesn't make sense. So there are certain rules and regulations within there that they have to follow. So the recommendations will be within those guidelines. I think that we have the ability to be as, you know, nitty gritty with it as we want. So if we want to sit there and go through, we don't like this one, we like that one, that's super time consuming and not necessarily usual, but we certainly can.
Okay. And my thought again, you know, just thinking about where your area of expertise lies, you know, I don't know what everybody else's financial acumen is, but at least, you know, we sort of have an expert on the board. So to kind of get what, you know, what you were thinking, that's all I was kind of looking for.
Oh, I got that. Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely be able to sift through a lot more of it than probably just the average eye, but from a conflict of interest standpoint, I can't be making any recommendations per se within the pension fund itself.
Right.
Yep. Okay. Does anyone else have any specific values or anything that stands out to them? Stuff that they like about the current person that we definitely want to make sure that we were to keep?
I mean, again, they were always fairly approachable. I mean, it's not exactly the best word, but I mean, they came through with the information. A lot of it, like Jeff was alluding to, was a little bit over most of our heads, but Keith seemed to sift through it, and that's why we're going to lean on you a little bit.
Yep.
And hope that we continue down the same road. I mean, they seem to be consistently above the benchmark, which was nice, but hopefully it wasn't by accident. What did you mean by one of your questions with discretionary and non-discretionary services?
So in other words, you can give discretion, which means that basically the outside company can go in if they see something happening in the market. And the way that we have it set up is that they have to come and get approval from us before they make any changes. You could miss an upswing or a downswing in the market. If they have discretion, they can go in and place that trade or make that move without having to chase one of us down to make that happen.
Okay.
And I have to look, that question just came in today. So I have to double back and look in to see if we're even allowed to have discretionary services within the pension plan or not. But as a group, we should probably think about if we can, is that something that we want to have within there?
I mean, in the past, what I've seen, just speaking from what we've been through for the past 20 years, they always reached out to us. I don't know how timely it was because our other treasurer wasn't very responsive, but he may have done it for us. I don't know. I know that they reached out a lot of times and things happened when they moved from one fund to another. I don't know if that was, like you said, if it was proper.
Yeah, I'll have to, like I said, I just got that one today, so I haven't had time to go in and figure out if that's even something legally that we can have within the, it's going to depend on the bylaws. So I'll dig in on that one, and then I can bring that one back once I find that out. I'll shoot you guys an email. Go ahead.
It's Mark Carfalo. As a member of the board here, representing people who are in the pension plan, I think one of the things that should be discussed and included in whatever final agreement is and eventually signed with whoever the best qualified submission is that there needs to be transparency, and there needs to be a mechanism in place to make sure that the information that goes to the city is transmitted to the board, so that there's not like a buffer. You know what I mean? I think that there should be like how many meetings are to be required or however. You know, I mean, they should really be before us, you know, in a way, at a minimum quarterly, if not every other month. If there is going to be communication, that needs to be to make sure, just to say, you know, to have a safeguard in place, because, you know, let's face it, there haven't been, an overabundance of meetings of the pension board in the last decade. So I think going forward, you know, that we're on a new footing here, I think it makes sense so that that there is, you know, the transparency, and that the distribution of the information gets to the board itself and or the members if they need it.
Yep, agreed. Yeah, so I guess while we're on that, does anyone have any strong feelings about how many meetings? I wholeheartedly agree with Mark that it should be at least quarterly. I think in the world of Zoom, it's completely unacceptable to not at least have one quarterly. Especially in the times of the market right now. And it's so easy to just jump on a Zoom. So does anyone have any objection to that? Does anyone think it should be more or less?
I think quarterly is the right.
Okay.
Quarterly's good.
Okay. Any specific areas of focus or challenges to the pension board that anyone has or would like to voice?
Make us money. That's a focus.
that goes without saying.
Well, I think one of the challenges is that, you know, we're mostly, you know, a lay board, not all financial professionals who are in the business. So I think that there needs to be, you know, I think that things probably need to be explained, at least going, you know, at the beginning here, because most of the people have never been on the board. And, you know, to really understand the impact of, you know, decisions that might be made, or, you know, in what's in our best interest to grow the plan and make sure that it is solid financially.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else on that topic? Okay. Steve had skipped ahead and already went to the discretionary and non-discretionary, so I won't cover that again. The last one here was just a question about other goals, objectives, or investment guidelines that we want to explore. My thought on this is that, you know, I got a lot of questions about, you know, what are the current holdings? What, you know, what's been the rate of return? What are the current fees? And I just, like, candidly, I didn't feel comfortable giving every single person who's trying to bid that information, because it's really easy to go in after the fact and say, well, I could have gotten you a better return, or here, I'll charge you less. I would rather have these bids in the presentation be based off of, like, what they actually feel that they can provide. So my response to this last one in my gut would say, you know, we're open to explore anything that you have in mind that would be presented to us. I don't think that we're closed-minded. I'm assuming that this means in terms of types of investments or different market shares within the funds, which again, as long as it fits within the guidelines, isn't astronomical from a fee perspective and makes sense, I think that we should explore it. But I don't think that we need to write out, in my opinion, a bunch of different investment guidelines that we want to give someone. That's basically what they should be giving to us. Does anyone have any strong thoughts or feelings on that?
Yeah, perfect. I mean, sounds good. I mean, give us your history. Where have you been for the past 2 years with the market? What have you provided?
Right, which is why, again, I'm not going to release to people, you know, fees or even individual holdings, because I just think that if you do that, you're going to get into an actual bidding war of fees. And it, like I said, I think it's unfair to our current firm that we're working with to let people come in after the fact and chip away at that. I think it should just, hey, give us your best without really knowing what we currently have, and let's see if we like it or not.
Perfect.
Is everyone else comfortable with that?
Works for me. Number.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So then, Mark, I think maybe we should just make a motion to just extend it to next Wednesday so I can get these questions out to those last couple of people that were waiting so that they can submit bids if they were waiting for these answers. And then by next Wednesday, we should be able to wrap that up and then review.
So Mark, you'll hold on to the ones that came in already?
Well, honestly, I did not get, so the way the secure portal is, we could not open it. You can't open it until you're like, it's closed. Like, you know what I mean? So if we extend it, then we won't be able to open it until the new deadline comes. So if it's the board's pleasure to do that, then we'll just do that. So you can't see the bids until it closes. That's the idea, is to make it secure.
That's fine. You're comfortable with like the 20th, Maria, or you want to?
Yeah, I mean, I just, like I said, some of the questions that they asked, and a lot of them came in like in the last 48 hours. So I knew we were having this call, and I just said some of them I would prefer to just make sure we're all on the same page. I want everyone to feel like they have a voice in what we're doing moving forward. So I think as long as I can type these up and get them out and get them back to these people tomorrow and Friday, I don't see why they can't submit their bids by next Wednesday if that's what they were waiting for. And if they can't, then they're probably not the right firm for us.
Okay. I mean, I make a motion that based on Maria's ask for time, that we extend the RFP to the 20th of July at 4 p.m.
I'll second that, Charlie Sampson.
All those in favor?
How about quick discussion?
Oh, I'm sorry. Any discussion?
So I just have one question, Mark. And I looked at the RFP, obviously posted on the website. Maybe in the future, so that we don't run into this type of an issue. One of the line items that we put with the RFPs is all questions regarding this RFP must be submitted prior to a specific date and time.
Yep.
That way we're not running into this.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people waited till like the very last second.
Yeah. I mean, typically like on a bid where it would be like for a physical thing or whatever, you would have that. I just took what was sent in, and I didn't expect it to, you know, it didn't even dawn on me, but also we have a lot of things going on here. So,
Mark, all you got to say is, yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%.
No, I do agree 100%, but I hate missing stuff like that. But,
that's all right. That's all right. Listen, we're all human.
So, you know, I mean, the good thing is having this secure, nobody can see the bid. So it's not like, and I would recommend to, thank you, Charlie, for the discussion part, because I just wanted to make sure that we should, or if somebody wanted to modify their, who already submitted, I think it probably makes sense to have them have the, we could send this out to everybody who inquired or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So that everybody has the same thing. So if they want to add to their proposal, they could do that within the time. And just in fairness to the people that did submit.
Yep.
Yes.
Cause I don't know what Maria's list is. So I can't tell. So who called it or if they submitted it anyway or whatever, but it's probably just easier to just say if anybody, you know, it's been extended. And if somebody, you know, here's the questions, here's the answers. And if you want to, if you submitted, you can modify, you know, you can add to, and if you didn't, you could submit and then that's it. You know,
that way
there, it's just to maintain the highest amount of transparency on it.
Makes sense to me.
Yep.
Any further discussion?
I'm good.
Are you good with that motion, Mark, or you want to modify it?
No, I'm good as long as, I mean, you know, that's
okay.
It's understood. So I think there's consensus, so it makes sense to me.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Again, I would just like everybody to think about whether we want to do the next meeting or two, you know, after we get the RFPs back in person, or if you're comfortable with a Zoom, because I mean, if there's a lot of people and there's a lot of back and forth, it's probably going to be something that's going to be spread out over more than one meeting.
Well, yeah, and the other thing too is you may want to call people in too, or you know, probably the process would be to narrow it. You know, I guess I'm assuming we'll narrow it and then
just throw it out there for thought. That's all.
And the other thing is, hopefully by then we'll have this set up in the Board of Aldermen chambers that will allow for hybrid setup. So that way, if are what out of town or whatever the case is, now the infection rate is 10% today, we got noticed. So I don't know But it'll be give the opportunity for both, you know, going forward. So if, you know, whatever makes sense, but it won't be a hindrance for somebody that can't make it. They'll have full, the video and everything work. You know, we're just waiting for, I'm waiting forward from the chief of staff regarding the computer and the location of the operating station there. So that really hopefully will be done in the next couple of weeks. So.
Okay. Thank you again, Maria. Anybody have any other comments, concerns that they want to get out?
I'm Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. One other quick thing, because I'm just looking at the calendar here. So I get in question to Maria, like if we close this next Wednesday, we could distribute it to everybody. Our next regular meeting is set for August 10th. I guess the question is, do you need 3 weeks after that to do it, or is it something that we would want to, you know, would it make sense to meet, like, say, on August 3rd to narrow down and then have the 10th, like, have the interviews or whatever that would be consist of?
Yeah, I think that the 3rd and the 10th, I mean, those work for me. I think that's enough time period. Once we get all the bids in, we'll be able to see which ones are, you know, legit or that fit and which ones don't pretty quickly. And we can narrow it down to, you know, 4 or 5. And then I would suggest having, you know, 4 or 5 come in and present in person to the board.
I would agree.
All right. I mean, we can cross that bridge. We'll just schedule a special meeting for then. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I just wanted, while we had everybody, if that made sense, you know.
Absolutely. Anything else? Having heard nothing, I make a motion or ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Is there a second?
Second, Maria Conlon.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thanks again, everybody.
It's 5:39 p.m. Thanks a lot, guys. And what, lady, women? Thank you.